Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
And stomp your feet. Hallelujah. This is our first service of the new year. So happy new year to you. It's my great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
Amen. We thank God for Jesus and thank Jesus for his blood. There is none like thee, no one like the Lord. I don't feel no waves tired. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy, but I don't believe that the Lord has brought me this far to lead me. There's a lot going on in the world today. Watching the news earlier and seeing that we had a victory on one hand and chaos on another, it is time to put our focus on Jesus. It is time to turn your attention to Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Oh, I love the president-elect, but Jesus is the answer for this world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. I want to give honor to God and to Dr. Gregory Scott on this evening. To my sister, Jackie, and to all the saints in South Carolina and the various places, whether you be in Delaware, New York, Maryland, Georgia, Albuquerque, New Mexico, wherever you are, God bless you. Again, Dr. Scott has extended a Happy New Year to each of us. Well, I would like to do the same thing, that you would have a very prosperous and healthy new year, that God will keep you safe and protect you from the snares and the noisome pestilence and from the devil himself, who don't like the people of God. If the devil had his way on tonight, we would all be already dead. Oh, well, if he said, well, I won't kill her, or I won't kill him, I'll just make them out of their mind. Give them a lunatic spirit. You know the story about the lunatic in the grave. Jesus came through and initiate, and he set that man free. We still have Jesus walking through our grave situation, our valley situation. But you got to cry out like blind Bartimaeus. He said, thou son of David, thou son of David. Some of you have stopped crying to the Lord. You stop talking to the Lord about your situation. You calling folk on the phone, telling them how you feel, telling them what's going on. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. He will hear your cry, and he will answer. I don't really like that word, by and by. Somebody came up with the by and by. And I asked my grandmother, what in the world is by and by? So grandmother answered it for me. And she said these words, by and by, honey, it means just what it says, by and by. But I'm looking for the soon coming king. Dr. Scott, I don't know if my church mother is on with us tonight. Church mother, if you are there, just indicate that you are there and come on and give me a song, and I'm going to give you all the scripture. I'll be reading from the 6th chapter of the book of Matthew. And I'm going to be starting at the first verse. Dr. Scott, it's my church mother on the line. God bless you, church mother.
She does not seem to be on the line.
Okay,
only,
well, we're going to move
Jackie
on.
Miss Jackie is on the line. Miss Jackie is
praise
on the
God.
Line.
My sister's singing tonight.
Yeah,
oh, bless her day.
Okay. Well, what is the last four of church mothers? Number. Mother, are you on the line? I see another line has just opened up. But no, I don't think she's here tonight. Not yet.
All right. Mother, you there?
Wait a minute, I see. I see one. Let's see if this is her.
Yes.
Hello. Is this you, church mother?
Yes, hi.
All
God
right.
Bless
just,
you. So good to hear
she
your
just
voice.
Out for you.
How y'all doing?
We are doing
just
good.
Fine.
We're doing great.
Happy New Year
to you. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for another year. Looking for great things to take place in this year, greater than before. We're going to trust God that everything is going to work. Sooner or later, it will work in our favor because God is turning it around for you. Mother, you got a song for me tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God bless you, Mother Blondie.
I will make it somehow.
Oh, you're going to stop. You're in the spirit, girl. Didn't I ask you for that song, Dr. Scott?
Dear Lord, ooh, I pray, please help me on my way. Give me courage, ooh, and strength each day. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding, ooh, your hand, ooh, I'm determined.
Sing, mother.
Just to stand.
Yes, sing, honey.
And by his grace, I know I'll make it.
Yes.
I'll make it somehow.
Oh, bless the Lord. Sing, mother.
Somehow. Lord, I'll make it somehow.
I'll make it somehow. Come on,
make it somehow. Carried across all the way. Oh, I'll stumble and I'll fall. Jesus, hear my call. By his grace, I know that I'll make it. Lord, I'll make it somehow. Make it somehow. Carried across all the way. Oh, I'll stumble and I'll fall. Oh, Jesus, hear my call. By his grace, I know that I'll make it. Lord, I'll make it somehow. Thank you.
Oh, bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That was all right with me. See what I'm talking about? I might stumble and fall, but I know that I will make it somehow. I tell you, I was listening. I was coming back from Walmart, picking up my prescriptions, and the radio station began to play that it's all right now. I believe I'll make it anyhow. And they just kept going with it's all right now. I believe I'll make it anyhow. And Mother come right and picked it up and said, even though I may stumble and fall, but I know that I'll make it. That's all right, Mother. I tell you, we are with one accord. We are both in line tonight. We are fine-tuned tonight. You're hearing I'll make it down in South Carolina, and I'm here in Delaware, and I'm listening to my radio, and they're talking about I'll make it. God is a communicable God. He does not separate his children. He brings us with one accord, not on one accord, but he gives us the with one accord, for they were all in one place on the day the Pentecost fell through there for them. They were all with one accord. Anybody that's saying that they were on one accord, that's just what they're doing. They're sitting on the cord. You can't pull it. It won't move. But if you get with the cord, when you pull it, it'll move for you. Mother, I tell you, I enjoy you every week when you sing us a song. I thank God for you. God has added to Glory United Ministries richly. We've been out here going into our ninth year, and God has given us sojourners that travel with us every Wednesday night. I've been sick since last week. Last Saturday, went to bed and woke up Sunday all congested and all of that. And people think now if you sneeze, you got COVID, but the devil is a liar. I have a sinus infection. It happens two or three times a year for me. But I thank God for Jesus on tonight. And I trust the Lord with all my heart. And my sister know that I was not feeling well, and Dr. Scott as well. And my sister said, Sissy, are you going to have the service tonight? Because I know you're not feeling well. I said, I believe that we're going to go ahead on with the service. It's all right now. I believe I'll make it anyhow. And I know it's all right now that Church Mother Blondie has come through with her song. I promise not to keep you long. There's a lot going on. Pray for our nation, saints. Don't be selfish. Pray for our nation because we're in serious trouble, chaos. We've had a victory, as I said before. Georgia came through. Georgia came through. Stacey Abrams and Natasha, they walked the street, and Warnock and us off walking the street, and others joined them, and they brought Georgia out. And by Georgia coming out, we are blessed in the nation. This songwriter said, we are blessed in the city. We are blessed in the field. We are blessed when we come and when we go. So it's just a blessing to be in the land of America. America, God shed his grace on thee. And God's still shedding his grace, although wicked stuff is going on. Honey, you would know it. If God removes his merciful hand, we would all be doomed. But because God is still with us, making ways out of his way, we're going to make it. Oh, Mother, thank you for that song. It just stirred me up so that it just, oh, I just thank God because it's connection. When you can hear God in Delaware and the person in South Carolina, the saint, can hear God in South Carolina, that you two are with one accord, that means that we're connected. We're fine-tuned. I just thank God. I also like to let you all know in South Carolina that I have a husband and wife who open a church near Tallahassee, Florida. And the young lady was praying, and she said, Lord, we need covering for our ministry. And she said, God, I don't know how to go about this, but what shall I do? What must I do? And she said, while she was praying, the Lord said, call Pastor Benjamin. You need to bring your ministry under Glory United Ministry. So on tonight, we have a church under us on tonight. And the name of their ministry is Glory to Faith Apostolic Ministries near Tallahassee, Florida. She did tell me, but I'm getting up in age now. I forgot what the name, where this town was that she's living. But she said she's only like 2 hours from Jacksonville. So we thank God for them. I won't mention their name because this program go all over the world. Mother Blondie, you are heard in Japan. You are heard in Australia. You're even over in Israel. Your voice is over there singing off this Block Talk Radio. I tell you, the song said, it is no secret what God can do, what is done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. I sang that song when I was 3 years old. They stood me in front of the church in New York at King's Chapel, Church of God in Christ, and they taught me to sing. It is no secret what God can do. And I heard Rubenstein Applore take the song and said, there's no secret what God can do. He'll bless your neighbor and turn around and bless you too. No matter what the problem is, we're going to let Jesus fix it for us. So again, it's an urgency that we pray for our nation on tonight. We don't need any bloodshed in America. We're not in the communist states or countries. I was in Europe. I was over there, and I saw the beheading where they cut the person's head off them. Oh, my God. I saw that. I didn't see anyone. Let me clarify that. I didn't see anyone literally have their head cut off. No, I didn't see that. But I saw the stall that they use where you stick your head through that and it come down and just chop your head off. Those places are still over there, I guess, to remind people this is how they used to do or how they live. But I thank God for Jesus that I could see that and know that it was real, that, you know, the woman wanted John's head, so he was beheaded. They cut the man's head off. They did that over there in Rome and Italy and all those places way back in before we were born. Those places are still there as monuments or statues or whatever you want to call it. To this is what they did. And we don't need that type of stuff over here in the United States of America. While I was there in Paris, I began to pray. Well, this was outside of Paris. Let me just say in Europe. While I was there and I walked around and I could literally feel the spirit of those that were beheaded, and their blood cried out. And as I walked around and I just prayed and I just reached out to God the more and gave him thanks for being God. And those people, it's okay because God got it, but it could not have been a good feeling. Let's go to the word of God. Take heed. This is Matthew, the 6th chapter. We're not going to be long. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what the right hand doeth. Be careful what you're doing, what you're about to do. If the Bible is telling you not to let the left hand know what the right hand is doing, there are some things you're going to have to keep a secret. There are some things that you're going to be summoned to do. You're going to have to keep it a secret. There are things that I did for people, but I couldn't go around blabbermouthing. I couldn't go around telling you, oh, I bought underwear for that young lady there, or I bought a coat for this child over here. I couldn't go around saying I bought a car for that lady over there, because if I did that, then I would have my just reward, because I just gave myself my own flowers. I can't do my alms to be seen of men. I have walked into a church and God will tell me, give such and such, so and so. And I would walk by them, no one seeing what went on. So discreet, moving in the spirit. And I put a piece of money in their hand. And then they would call me and say, who told you that I needed money? I came to church. I was sitting there with not a dime in my pocket, not even any change on the floor in the car. Didn't even know how I was going to get back home from church because the hand was laying on E. I was riding on fumes to the church. But God. God will reward you for what you do in secret. You don't have to let the world see what you're doing. Oh, bless his name. There are some things they may need to see, but then there's so many other things. God wants to reward you, but he wants to see if he can trust you. If I tell you to bless, let me call a name that nobody knows. Okay, well, if I tell you, well, that's a nickname for somebody, but anyhow, if I tell you to bless Sister Bread, then you don't have to go around and talk about what you did for Bread. Because if you keep your mouth shut, I'm going to reward you greater than what you gave to her. Oh, bless his name. Let's move right alone. I tell you, God is worthy to be praised. But when thou doest alms, let not the left hand know what the right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret. There it is. And thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, come on, we need to learn how to pray. We really need to learn how to pray. Sometimes God will allow me to say a prayer on the program. Most of the time he doesn't. But however, when he leads me, I will pray. But a lot of times people are intimidated when they're asked to pray. And the first thing that come out of their mouth is, I can't pray like she prayed. I can't pray like he prayed. Well, I don't know how to pray, so I just don't say anything. Well, I'm going to help you tonight. And when, that's verse number 5, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But, underline, but, that's verse number 6. I'm excited about Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, I thank you. Glory, we bless you. We bless you, God, for our safety on this evening. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless his name. It says, but thou, meaning but you, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. You see, some people can pray an hour, half an hour, 40 minutes, all that. They think that God's going to move quicker for them because they had a whole lot of words that they said. But that's not what Matthew's gospel is telling us. The scripture says they think they're going to get it. They got it going on because they had a whole lot of speaking. They got much speaking done. But not ye, therefore, be not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before ye ask him. Listen, put a circle, underline it, highlight it, because this is what you all need for 21. Be not ye therefore like unto them. I'm reading it this way for a reason, so that you get it. For your Father knoweth what things ye, talking about you, have need, comma, before you ask him. That's talking about me as well. Before I can ask God, God already know what I'm going to ask before I ask. God bad, ain't it? Tell you, you can't do nothing with my Father. He already know. So now this is Jesus. So after this manner, therefore, pray ye. And this is going to break up those 10,000 words. And it sounds good. I love people. My aunt can pray. She can pray a gnat off a strain of grass, a strand of grass. My aunt can pray a gnat off a strand of grass. The chick has the gift of praying, and that's good. But this is what Jesus told the disciples to do. Therefore, after, I put therefore there, but it's after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. See, you don't have to have a bunch of pretty words like you hear T.D. Jakes prayer, like you hear Noel Jones pray, or like you hear Joyce Myers might pray, like you hear my boy on there with his hand in his pocket. What is his name? He's from Texas. Osteen. Baby, you don't have to have all these words. Just do like Jesus said. Pray this, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. All of us can do that. Come on now, you can do that. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. I know you want to take that verse out because we feel like we straight, we okay, we ain't did. I ain't got nothing to harm nobody. I don't bother people. I ain't having that. But that's not what my scripture is telling me, that we have to ask God and forgive us. See, you get your bread first, and then you ask God, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We got debts against people. We got things that we feel in our heart towards people. We got folk that we don't like, especially in our family. We got folk that's in our church family that we don't want to sit next to her because she thinks she cute. I don't want to sing on the choir with her. I'm an alto, and she's an alto, so I'm going to ask the music teacher, can I sing baritone or soprano? And no, you having a hard time doing what your voice is able to do, but you don't want to forgive. That will hinder your prayer. Blessed name. I'm almost done. Yes, I am. Forgive our debtors, and if anybody did anything to you, you got to forgive them. Start tonight. Get a list and check it off. These people did this. These people did that. They did it. But God, I forgive so that I can be forgiven. It might hurt. I don't want to admit that it upset me and I was wrong. But God, I want to make it to the kingdom. I don't want my soul to be lost, as the songwriter said. I don't want no peanut butter and jelly. I want my soul to be saved. And that's what we want nowadays, because with all this hell out here in the street, you could die any moment by a stray bullet, a knife, a gun, a tear gas. Somebody might throw a bat and knock you upside your head and you gone. You could be driving your car, minding your own business, listen at the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and here come a bullet, take you out. You better have Jesus more than anything, because you want to go home to be with the Lord. And lead and lead and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And then that ends that prayer. So the next time you're called upon to say a prayer, nothing wrong with starting out with our Father, because he is the Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. There's nothing wrong with that. But see, what has happened to us, we've heard these professional prayers that mess us up. Say, I can't do it like she do it. You doing your praying as unto the Lord, not unto man. And as long as your prayer go up to God as a sweet smell in his nostril, who you want to hear your prayer? Do you want God and his son Jesus to hear your prayer? Or do you want men to hear your prayer? That's why I told you to enter into your secret closet. Now, you can do that if you want to, but don't go in your house and find a closet and throw the clothes out and go in there and say, well, it said enter to the closet. Enter privately. Get within yourself. Find you a spot to pray. that you can meditate and focus on the Lord himself. That's what it means. Don't try to pray in the kitchen and everybody's in the kitchen. My grandmother prayed in the kitchen. That's why the food tasted so well. But what I'm saying is find you a spot, even if it's sitting on the side of your bed and saying, Lord, thank you. God, have mercy on me. God, I thank you for my life. Thank you for life, health, and strength. God, I don't want to tell you thank you for this ache and pain that I have, but I'm going to tell you thank you because it could be that I couldn't feel anything at all. If you've ever been around someone who has had a stroke and the doctor is hitting them with that little hammer, that rubber hammer, and they don't flinch. The doctor is running the little needle up and down under their foot, and they're not moving at all. We got to learn to thank God in season and out of season. No, do we want pain? No. But thank God I'm able to feel the pain because it could be where the circulation is so bad I can't feel anything. We got to give God his due benevolence. In all things, give thanks. And the more you bless God and stop complaining, the more God will be attentive to hear your cry. Let's go here, and I'm almost done, Dr. Scott. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrite. Well, you know, a lot of churches are going on their fast now. This is the first of the year. My pastor used to do a 50-day fast. Every beginning of the year, he would do a 50-day fast. And so, moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrite of a sad countenance. See, it's a certain way you have to fast. I don't care if the pastor call a fast and you just being obedient, but if you got a sad countenance, well, I really didn't want to fast today. Shucks, I could have had that cup of coffee because I get up every morning and I have my coffee and a donut, or I have a coffee and 6 cookies. I even make me a jelly sandwich just so long that I got something to go on. I feel like no faster today. That's of a sad countenance. I don't really think it takes all of that. You ain't got to do all that fast. That was for them back in the Bible time. Well, you want the blessing. Don't you want a blessing? Well, that was for them back in the Bible time, too. I don't see your name down here anywhere. But you want some of it, but some of it you don't. Lord, help us to grow in Jesus. Come on here. Of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces. You see that? They got a frown and all that mess. That they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fast, come on, let's get real here. Write it down. Verse number 17, anoint thy head, thine, T-H-I-N-E, thine head. And wash thy, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, which moth and rust do corrupt, and when where thieves break in through and steal, where thieves break in and steal. And it goes on to say, lay not up. And it's but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, that's a fighting word there, there will your heart be also. God already know where most of you all treasures are. Your treasures is your children. Oh, my kids come first. My kids, nobody comes before my kids. They asked for $10 for church. I ain't getting no $10 for church. My granddaughter came by here and had no money to get no pampers or nothing. I ain't giving the preacher this $10 because I got to give it to my granddaughter to get pampers for the baby. Come on. Oh, God is our way maker. God is our everything. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. In other words, if you're not thinking wicked, seeing wicked, trying to do wicked things, devices, and plotting and plumbing against people, if you are like that, then your eye is a doubled eye. But if you're not like that, then your body is full of light. You're not thinking of ways to demise, how to get rid of people or make people hurt, make people cry. Oh, God is my everything. God, I thank you for your word on tonight. I'm going to stop there. I just might finish this next week. Yeah, your body shall be full of light. That's verse number 22. We're going to stop there, and we're going to give you a chance to get off and get some praying done, get something to eat, or whatever it is that you need to do for you. I am soaking wet. I am drenched, but that's a part of what's going on with me health-wise on tonight. But I pray that by the time we resume next week, all will be well. To God be the glory, and God bless every household that's represented on here tonight. God, give them their heart's desire, for we just read in your word that you know what we have need of before we even ask you. So, God, I ask that you would continue to be mindful of these, your people, and bless them indeed, and enlarge them to the point that they're able to handle it. Lord, don't give them anything that'll be wasted, but give them that they will know what to do with their substance. Don't let them be like the prodigal who took his substance and went out riotously, and he just made a mess of what he had. But God, bless them to be wise with what you bless them with. Every household that's represented, the children, the grandchildren, the nieces, the nephews, the aunties, the uncles, the neighbor across the street, the neighbor next door. God, I ask that every soul be represented here in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, touch Dr. Scott's heart. Take him away from that bad cold that he has. Don't let any pneumonia enter into his body, but God, should it enter, you are our everything, and you are able to make sure that he gets the proper medication that he may need. God, thank you for touching my body, for I feel better today than I did on yesterday. God, we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor shall be thine in Jesus' mighty name. And the word of the Lord is always blessed. Have a good night, everyone. Looking forward to seeing you next week. Night, night.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Let me hear you say yes!